baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I...
Now, 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day Program. Tuesday is the 17th of January. Roberta Fasanelli, our fabulous info babe, the queen of cheap, has information that she will highlight for you in just a moment. Later on in this hour, Jennifer's going to be covering what's going on in television. As a matter of fact, one of the things I want to pursue in this hour of the program, Richie's here, feeling we spent much of the last hour
talking about you.
Talking about
so beautiful.
Talking about what it is that parents of children don't get about keeping themselves and their children healthy. Basically, why it is that people are so vulnerable to all these germs when, in fact, it's pretty easy to strengthen your immune system and keep the stuff from spreading and going around and around and around. And something, it's so hard to do. No, it's not difficult to do at all. So we posted a few tips. Matter of fact, the question on Facebook at the moment, Richie, has to do with that. What are we getting for responses? People with ideas on how to keep you and yourself and others healthy. Jen, what do we have as far as input? People have some pretty good ideas.
The replies are just starting to tinker in, but chicken soup has been showing up like crazy. Mm. Yeah. And then also honey and lime. Have you tried that mixture? I've never heard of honey and lime. Always honey and lemon.
My wife, who is Colombian, they do not have lemons in Colombia, in South America. So they do limes. They're big on limes. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I have.
Do you want to know what it's funny.
It is.
I imagine it's the same thing.
Do you know what I'm drinking right now?
Tea with honey and lemon.
No, I'm drinking hot water with lemon juice in one hand, and then I'm drinking cold ice water with a slice of lime.
I have
lime
water
and
with
mint.
A slice of lemon.
Really?
Slice of
I'm
lemon.
I'm big into mint and lime.
Yeah, it's very good for you. And you can dip your hands in, by the way. If you put your hands in something that has lemon or lime in it, it's also a good disinfectant. Oh, they might stink, but there's a good disinfectant, which is the more important of the two things. There are all kinds of ways your hands can stink, and they are going to be good for you.
No, sting. Sting.
Oh, I thought you said stink.
No, different. Right. They would smell good. They'd smell like lemons, but they would sting.
All right, so we have all these things that your daughter is in school. She's exposed to Roberta to all kinds of things.
Yes, she has mono right now, in fact. Mononucleosis, yes.
So who'd she kiss?
Yep. She didn't kiss anybody. It's just going around in the drama department. No, because I know she doesn't have a boyfriend or anything.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean she's going to kiss somebody.
She doesn't need a boyfriend to kiss. Let me give you a few lessons.
She hangs out with geeky kids.
Yeah, that's right.
Really geeky kids.
Geeky kids. I was a geeky kid, and man, did I like to kiss and get it on when I was a kid.
Really?
Nice. Matter of
fact.
Nice.
What's wrong with that? Kissing and getting it on? What are you doing?
Well, what you're referring about Roberta's daughter.
Well, kissing and getting it on isn't necessarily a bad thing. It depends on how you take it. How are
getting
you
it on is getting it on.
Yeah, getting it on. Getting it on,
getting it on is getting it on.
That's not what you want to your 15-year-old daughter.
She's 16.
Just turned 16.
Whatever.
16. Yeah.
If you see Joyous Noise, that's basically the young female lead in the movie is 16 and she's getting it on. So,
16-year-old, like
it or not, get it on.
That must make it okay.
Yeah, right, okay.
Make it okay. It just means that there are a lot of things going on with kids and kissing, getting mono. I remember I had it when I was, how old was I? I was probably
40. Yeah, because you were kissing and getting
on. Absolutely. That's exactly how I got it. Yep, 100%. And I was 40-something at the time.
Nice.
Didn't know any better. Well, what do you mean nice? What does that mean, nice? What is that? That's the most judgmental sound.
How did you feel when you had to tell people at 40 years old you had mono?
I don't mind at all, because it means I'm not dead. That's what it means, more than anything else. And actually,
when I get better from this mono, you want to go to the arcade and hang out?
Yeah.
Ooh, from making out on a cruise ship, that makes it even dirtier.
Yeah.
Speaking of cruises, the search for survivors on the Costa Concordia.
Ugh.
You take a picture of this picture. This ship ran aground. Apparently, the captain is some kind of real scumbag. He jumps off the ship and, because it's his fault, and tries to disappear. He made an unauthorized, unapproved deviation from the ship's programmed course and got too close to the side of, was this an island?
It's a little island off the coast of Tuscany, yes.
All right, so you know the island?
I've never been there. I know what it is, yes.
And this is a fairly new cruise ship, 2 or 3 years yeah. old, which Ooh. Has to be worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
I think they said 68 million to build it, I think
yeah.
it was. 68 million to build
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It's one of these medium-sized cruise ships that travels.
Medium-sized, I think very large, 4,000 people, Doug.
80, really? Was it that big?
Yeah.
Well, some of the new ones are a lot
yeah.
bigger than that, but this is one of those cruise ships, as I understand it, the... they do a lot of cruising just in the Mediterranean, the Adriatic, around there. And so, and cruising's very big. We have a lot of cruise ships here, but in Europe, it's very big. People love to go cruising. And so this thing, you know, you wonder now, is cruising safe? 800-510-8255. That's the question at the moment. If you have a cruise booked, is the news media doing its best to scare you away? When you listen to the stories, you see the pictures, you think, oh, my heavens, what would stop some other captain from being irresponsible? It's a question that you you can ask. Carnival actually owns the company mm-hmm. that owned this ship. Carnival is the largest cruising outfit in the world, and so they have a certain liability. And so if they're a subsidiary, do you trust Carnival or any of them? It really is a basic bottom line question. I think it's no more dangerous to cruise than it is to do anything else. Because you have a bad apple doesn't mean that everybody in the cruise. But I mean, it's just so. Here's my spin on this. You can tell I'm getting into a toot on this. This is just another example of the two issues that are here. The one issue is the news media taking this and blowing fear. And that you saw the news, you could hear it with the reporters. The question, would you go cruising? Is cruising safe? Of course it's safe. Of course you can go. These incidents would happen because there is a law of averages. Do you know how many people take cruises every year? You have no idea. Mm-hmm. If you don't, I have a friend very close to me from Heidelberg. She and her husband take 4 or 5 cruises a year. And they love it. They have a great time. Any cruise, Roberta and I took a cruise together with listeners. Roberta's done a lot. Did you only go on one with me, or were you on two with me?
No, I went on one with you, and then I went on one listener cruise to Alaska, the one you couldn't go on.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So, but the thing is that we have an issue of irresponsibility with a man who needs to be held accountable. And, you know, never mind, I suppose, the ship, which... Can they solve it? I wonder, when you salvage a ship like this, can you write it and clean it up and run it again? You know, who knows? But in the meantime, what, 20-some-odd people have died, and they haven't found all the people yet. And this happened. It was interesting. You see in if you go to the theaters now, you get treated to the Titanic and the fact that it's going to be out in 3D in April, so the trailers, the previews all have all that footage and stuff that we remember. And they started promoting it this past weekend just at the same time the cruise ship, you know, went over on its side. And people, you can hear people in the theater talking, I'm not going to go cruising. That's foolish. That is a very foolish position, I think, to take anyway. But that doesn't take away. What's the issue here? What's the drama? Is it asking the question whether or not the cruising... is a pursuit that you'd like to go on because you would have fun, or would you be worried something would happen to the ship? You have no idea. Hundreds and hundreds of these ships are floating around all the oceans of the world every day, all day, and each one of them has 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people on them. So what does that mean in terms of there are millions of people probably every day on a cruise ship? And I remember as a kid, the Achille Lauro. Anybody remember that? Nobody remembers.
The one that sank?
Yes.
Sank off the northeast coast. It had, prior to that, been hijacked a few years before that.
Oh, that Leon, what was his name? Leon another.
I remember.
They pushed him overboard.
They pushed him overboard.
Right. I remember. That's the first memory I had. It was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Guy that was in the Arabs threw him over the...
Yeah,
it was a PLO.
Yeah.
Hence the joke, what does PLO mean? Push Leon overboard?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. I'm sure glad I brought that up. At any rate, what's the news here? What's the report? What's the question? What's the feeling that you have about cruising? 800-510-8255. It's not that this is much ado about nothing. I'm not trying to minimize what happened to these poor people on the ship. Put yourself in their position. Do you imagine? If you're out, any of you who've gone cruising, can you imagine the ship that you were on running aground and tipping over? And what you would do? It's a horrible, it's a nightmare. It's,
you mean after I screamed and panicked?
Right, yeah. But, but not to cruise because of this is foolish. 800-510-8255. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNicholson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
are
friends,
you sand or snow?
Clothes.
Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan, and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
There's a little tussle going on right now, in case you have not heard. Actually, the husband of Elton John is not happy with Madonna because of what Madonna said at the Golden Globes. Madonna won a Globe for the Best Original Song. The fellow in question, who's married to Elton John, is David Furnish. He was up for the award as well. And then after Madonna gave her victory speech, he called it embarrassing in its narcissism, according to the story. Sorry, as for the record, Elton was nominated in the same category and seemed ticked off when Madonna...
On the red carpet, it started earlier that night. It started when they were all walking in.
Yeah.
And Elton John was walking up first with his husband, and he was asked by, I think, Carson Daly, there's a lot of great talent in your category. Who do you think's going to win? And he said, probably Mary J. Blige. And Carson said, what about Madonna? And he goes, oh, she has no blanking chance at winning. And
no blanking effing chance.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
And so you kind of looked to see if he was joking, but he wasn't. And so later when Madonna walked up, Carson said, hey, Elton said you have no chance. And Madonna said, let the best man win, I think she said. So inside the show, after she won, she shot them a dirty look as she was going up to the stage and collected her award, which she made it seem like she was collecting the award for her movie.
Winning the Oscar for her movie.
But David Furnish grabs his smartphone and he starts going onto Facebook and said that her acceptance speech was embarrassing in its narcissism. And he also got upset because she criticized Lady Gaga earlier in the week, calling her song Born This Way a ripoff of Express Yourself, which we just played. And it is kind of a ripoff. Sorry, Lady Gaga, but it is.
Well, but Lady Gaga is a ripoff of Madonna.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the song, not Lady Gaga in general.
Well, Lady Gaga took a song, Born This Way, that sounds just like Madonna's Express Yourself. So it really was kind of a Madonna ripoff.
Well, but her whole, I think the gig is, the whole shtick is a Madonna ripoff. It's working for her. She's one of the most popular entertainers in the country. 26, 27 years old, Gaga is.
Yeah.
And where was Madonna at that age? Doing the same sort of outrageous stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Well, but I mean, you look back at Madonna stuff, it was sweet and kind of fun then, poppy.
You never saw that coffee table book with her and the dog?
This was before that.
Oh.
She was doing songs like Holiday and,
You
know.
Right. Yeah. That was
Material Girl.
Material Girl, yeah.
But David Furnish really kind of insulted the Golden Globe, saying that this obviously is an award show not based on merit. And the backstage rumor is that the Golden Globes picked her because the Associated Press, she's a huge international star, and they thought this would bring the most attention to the award show.
Mm-hmm. The bottom line is both Madonna and Elton John are angry, old, bitter divas.
Really, Richie?
It's unbelievable.
Ah, it's terrible.
It's just, don't you think it's disgusting the way they're both acting?
You know what? What's disgusting is the way Madonna looks. I don't know about...
Oh, just her arms.
Well, she's so skinny. I mean, muscle's great, but we got to have some meat around it.
Did you hear her acceptance speech, though?
It was kind of funny.
Oh, my God. She must have, in the 60 seconds, she must have said, my movie.
My movie.
20 times.
Yeah. Well, but you know what? What happens? What happened to Elizabeth Taylor when she got older, or any of the stars that were big and then they sort of lose their grip a little bit, their grasp,
yeah,
as they get older and they aren't as... Yeah, the only person who has not suffered themselves as they get older is Betty White. Did you see that?
I watched the whole thing.
I have it on my DVR.
I didn't think it was that funny. I didn't think it was that good. But
I loved it.
I thought she was sweet. Everybody loves her. And so it made it worthwhile. Chevy Chase, people are going to say this about me at some point in time, I suppose. It just sounded old, but that's because all the people there were supporting her. But she was the best, as usual, of the whole thing. I thought the cast of Hot in Cleveland was kind of cute and kind of hot. If you want
in
my
Cleveland.
Point of view. More television coming up on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ooh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and late.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Program. It's Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. She's going to update us on the latest in the world of television, information shows coming and going, etc., etc. Roberta Fasanelli has the deals from the Queen of Cheap. Before we get to Roberta, I'd like you to consider the following question. Of all of the reality stars and shows that are on the air, which one do you like? Which one have you had enough of? 800.
Celebrity Wife Swap.
510. Yeah. Which of the categories? Is that your favorite or is that one you've had enough of?
I like. Did you hear
like
me?
It.
Like.
Like, like. I didn't hear you say like.
Like. Mm-hmm.
So on Facebook, you'd give it a like.
Celebrity Rehab? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Like.
Like. Okay. Mm-hmm. So 800-510-8255. Which of all of the reality shows is your favorite? Which of the reality stars is your favorite? And which one have you had enough of? Plenty of, I think The Bachelor is about as banal.
I have not even been able to watch it this year. I loved The Bachelor. I don't know.
Garbage.
I'm just getting over it, I think. And The Kardashians. Yeah. That.
More garbage.
But I do love Mob Wives. Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, so what goes on in the... Well, let's talk about this after Roberta does her Queen of Cheap report. Because, all right, 800-510-8255. If you're just wild about a reality show, which one is it? And bonus question is, which one have you had enough of? Enough already. Before we get to that, though, there are a lot of deals today. Roberta needs some time, so let's give it to her.
She's the queen.
Now we tell her Richie's in a bad night.
It's Roberta Fessenelli.
Okay.
Making those sounds wakes me up in the morning. Good. Okay, let's start at Lettuce Wraps at P.F. Chang's. When you sign up for their Warrior Rewards, you receive an email for a good for a free order of lettuce wraps.
Oh, those things are so good.
Aren't they great? And it's great. It's a healthy way of eating, too. You get rid of the carbs and everything, and you wrap the stuff with lettuce instead of, like, pita bread or something like that. So just sign up, get a free lettuce wrap at P.F. Chang's. Now for dessert, here's the deal. Edible arrangements, I don't know if you've ever gotten anything from them. It's like fruit shaped like flowers. Well, you can get a 12-piece chocolate dipped fruit for only $10. This is normally about $25. Well, they have it on sale right now for $10. A great idea for a birthday present. Instead of sending flowers, you can send this instead, and they're just delicious. If you've got somebody getting married, you can get custom bride, maid of honor, or bridesmaids tees. This is really fun if you're having a bachelorette party and you have, you know, the t-shirts made that say bride and then says maid of honor and says bridesmaids, and you can all wear them and really be dorky. But they come from Vistaprint, and they're on sale for just $6.41.
Can I give you a Queen of Cheaper?
Shipped, yes.
A Queen of Cheaper is get those shirts for $6, like Roberta said.
Uh-huh.
Don't just get them for when you're getting married. Get them whenever you want to go out, because you will get so many free drinks purchased for you while you're out wearing those shirts.
Because they think it's a bridal party. Yeah,
take it from someone who's pretended it's her birthday and that she's getting married a few times.
Nice.
Score!
Score! Actually, that's a great idea. And you can sign up online for birthday freebies just with different dates and slight changes to your name.
Why do you keep saying birthday?
Birthday! Birthday!
You just keep saying birthday.
And we have free Renews-It air freshening crystals. You buy it, you send in the rebate, and it's normally about, I don't know, $5 or so, and you get them free.
Free.
Just not put in the rebate. And we have all of this on DougStefan.com in the Queen of Cheap site.
Right next to where our supermarket guru, Phil Limpert, is located. And he has a blog, Improving Your Health, with the advice that comes from many people, cut out the sugar. So you can follow that and what there is. Phil has followed supermarket trends, and a lot of people, the reason he brought it up is because a lot of people are staying away from sugar. The people who are distributing it are trying to find new ways to get people to buy sugary products. People are becoming more health conscious. That's really a good sign of all of the conversation, all the focus. Still plenty of people out of control, but it's a good sign to see some of these trends. Speaking of a good sign, Richie and Roberta, you must join Jennifer and me and the many people who have already gone to our video of the day today at DougStefan.com. This is a video of a new remote control toy called Air Swimmers. It looks like, in the case of what we have there, I think it's a giant shark. You fill these things with helium.
Yeah.
And then they have a little battery control, remote control, and they can move around in a mall, they can move around in the house, in your office, whatever it is. And it's just a lot of fun. Silly fun.
I want to get one, but I'm afraid my dog would tear it apart.
Well, maybe. I want to see a flying cow. They now, at the moment, have flying fish. The suggestion would be to make a flying cow. But they're just really fun. So check those out at DougStefan.com. Television question again now. The cooking shows, the reality shows, all of the different, how many different networks are there based on reality? There are hundreds of these shows. So which
one?
They're
so cheap to make. I mean, they've really killed a lot of really big TV projects.
Yeah, they have, because they're cheap. You're right. 800-510-8255. The phone is ringing. Be patient with this, because sooner or later somebody will answer it. The reality shows. I like my subtle suggestions. Reality stars and shows. Yes, no, up or down, thumbs here and there. Roberta, you are a reality show watcher or not?
I watch some of the, you know, like the American Idol type stuff, but I don't watch the other reality
shows.
So
of that category, which would you just assume you couldn't be bothered if you took, four or five of those shows?
Like The Voice. It's all right.
Love The Voice.
All right, so that's not Jennifer's least
favorite. I like The X Factor.
Likes The X Factor, all right? Jennifer, what about you? Of the ones that are, and it doesn't necessarily, again, just mean these big time. There are so many reality shows.
Dougie, I love a lot of reality shows.
You do.
I wish I could pretend that I'm like the bigger person here, but I really like them all. I think the only one I'm getting sick of is the Kardashians. I even still like Jersey Shore.
Yeah. By the way, what's the story with Paula Deen? She's one of these, a television show.
She has diabetes.
Yeah.
Does she? So what sort of health potential, I mean...
Well, she's profiting from it. She signed a deal with the drug company.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So...
She'll be okay.
She'll be all right?
I think so. But I guess she's had it for a while. People think that it's like she just had it. But she's had it for a little while, and now she's signed on to be a spokesperson for some drug.
All right. Before we leave...
And, like, that's a shock to anybody that she was going to end up with diabetes at some point.
I was thinking more cardio disease because she puts butter into everything.
Yeah.
But she's very heavy, isn't she?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wouldn't think
not
she's
very,
heavy.
But
she's
she's
cute. She looks southern to me.
She loves southern cooking.
Didn't I have her on, and didn't I meet her once for lunch?
We've had her on. No, you didn't meet her for lunch. We've had her on several times, and one time she came on.
You were so mad. You were mean to her.
All she wanted to do, she was very focused on pitching whatever product she was there to talk about.
The ham that she got hit in the head with, I think.
Yeah.
I was mean to her?
Yeah, you just totally tuned out. You, like, left. I think you actually, like, went out and mowed your lawn or something.
You know, whenever these celebrities come on, a lot of times they're here to talk about something specific.
Right.
And, you know, and usually it turns into just a fun conversation and, oh, by the way. Yeah. Well, she was very focused on this topic. And whenever that happens, Doug is just like, you know what? No interest.
Right. Well, I, you know what? When they do that, I want them to pay me.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You want to do that? I want to have a conversation. I'm happy to help you plug your thing, but if you're going to be a jerk
right.
about it.
And that's why they get celebrities to plug these things, because they know otherwise we'd want people to...
Nobody's going to want to have Smithfield Hams on the air without Paula Deen.
Right.
Yeah, right. All right. So here's... We're still focused on money for a minute before we get to television. You want to know what is the outrage of the day?
Yes.
Yesterday, an announcement was made. It wasn't really an announcement. Some reporter, you know how I take the news media to task much of the time for doing a lousy job. Every once in a while, there's somebody who does his or her job. And somebody uncovered this week the fact that three congressional lawmakers gave their staffs a combined $236,000 bonus. Your tax dollars. $236,000 in rewards to staffers with year-end bonuses. This is just Vermont. They have two senators and one congressman. And the Vermont staffs got $236,000 in bonuses. How do you give somebody who's working in the public sector like that a bonus at all? When the government is $17 trillion in debt, what do these people drink and eat and smoke that gives them the somehow or other in their brain it computes that this is okay? And remember, God love him, I just love Joel Heffley from Colorado, who was the only person for years in a row that turned back unspent office money. He saved 10, 12, 14% where everybody spends. Richie loves to talk about this. What they tell you in Congress and in the Senate, well, in general, in government, especially the feds, if you don't spend every penny that's allocated to you, you won't get an increase next year.
Yep.
So spend it. Don't make any difference what you spend it on. Just go spend it.
Right.
Those people should be run out of town.
I have friends who work for companies or who own companies for government contractors.
Yeah.
And they get calls at the end of the year saying, I need to spend this amount of money. I want to do this project. And they will literally say, this is how much I need to spend.
Yeah.
Like, don't charge me $50,000. You need to charge me $112,000. Because that's how much I have to spend or else I won't get it next year.
Yeah. Well... It's
disgusting.
It really is disgusting. All right, 16 before the hour, TV reality show. I didn't ask you that question, Richie. Of all the reality shows that are on television, which one do you like and which one do you think has had its course?
I have to say, the only one I even a little bit watched last year was The Voice. I'm just not watching that much TV.
Oh, stop it. You watch Dancing
with
the Stars.
What about that fish show? The guys that go out and fish, Dangerous Catch.
I don't know. I watch Mythbusters, but that's not a reality show.
What about the all of these guys?
Oh, it is, kind of. Is.
Okay, Mythbusters then. Love that show.
The motorcycle guys in the shop there.
Choppers. OC. Yeah, Choppers. Yeah. Ever since the son left, Paul Jr. left, the show's just, it's not as fun anymore. It's sad to watch a father and a son fight like that.
Sure is. I was talking to a guy last night whose family has been fighting about money, relatives, aunts, uncles, mothers dying, and the conniving. This one guy has a brother who's a lawyer who wanted to charge back. He wanted to get, the brother was the executor of the estate, so the brother who was the lawyer said, hey, let you and I agree, we'll charge our mom's estate $40,000 even though we didn't earn it, and you and I will take that because, he was a lawyer, and that's kind of what lawyers do. And the guy who was my friend, who was the executor of the estate, said, what are you talking about, dude? And then they found out, he went into his brother's, somehow, his mother's records, found out the brother had been bilking the mother for 10 years, siphoning off money from her various accounts. I mean, what? So now nobody talks to each other because the one brother was screwing the mother and the other brother found it.
Yeah. There's some sad things that happen.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. Good stuff from Jennifer in a moment as far as television is concerned. 14 before the hour on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7999. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving, amigo, so my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good right there on one plate. Head to a better state, State Farm.
Hi, Jennifer. What's happening in the world of the television shows?
Can we talk about Tim Tebow? Because I still love him.
You know, I think I'm liking him, too.
I love him. Well, he got picked up by the Broncos. He'll be the starting quarterback next year. But that's not my story, because it has nothing to do with TV. What is my story is that he's been invited to be a guest commentator at the NFL playoffs over the weekend for the big Patriots-Baltimore Ravens game.
We'll see
how his commentary is. Also, I don't know if you caught this. I know Rich is a big fan of the Today Show, but they've been celebrating their 60th anniversary, and they had a big crowd of all these past people, and Matt Lauer gets up on stage and says, wow, it's so great to see all the people associated with the Today Show, Hugh Downs, Barbara Walters, Tom Brokaw, Katie Couric, Ryan Seacrest. Because of the rumors that Ryan Seacrest is taking over for him.
Ryan Seacrest said that just to be a wise guy?
Yes.
That's so funny.
Hysterical.
Yeah.
And also, David Letterman is looking to sign on for 2014, which would make him the longest running host at night, even beating out Johnny Carson.
Not funny anymore.
He's not funny anymore. You're right. He's old and angry.
He's very angry.
Not old, but he is angry. Okay. That's it. Not old. Nobody that age can be considered old.
That's right. You better watch where you step on that.
Yeah, I know. He and I are the same age. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the following is a Good Day editorial.
Uh-oh. Put your seatbelts on, everybody. Here it comes.
Broadcasters have long been bound by government decency standards in exchange for the use of your air, the public airwaves. But for many years, the Federal Communications Commission refrained from punishing the errant swear word, the little bits and pieces of indiscretion. They reserved their regulatory muscle for instances where broadcasters, in their read, flagrantly disregarded the standards and aired profanity and nudity between 6 in the morning and 10 at night when the children are watching. It's about the children. And then the 2003 Golden Globe Awards, during which U2 lead singer Bono let fly the F word when he accepted his award during the live broadcast.
Oh, the kids have never heard that.
Never. So the FCC ruled that this fleeting expletive deserved condemnation. Later, that same year, the FCC said it was okay for the broadcast of Saving Private Ryan, which is abundantly, profoundly profane. Ever seen Saving Private Ryan? So, how does this work? Why does this happen? The Supreme Court heard arguments last week in a case in which broadcasters and their allies challenged the FCC and its confusing policies. As a viewer these days, you can easily flip between some of the provocative stuff on the premium subscription channel, and then the next thing you can be watching network television. I do this all the time, and you all do, right? Channel surfing, back and forth. You don't know the difference between the satellite channels and the regular terrestrial channels. It's all television, right? So why in the name of heaven do we have all of these different standards when everything is pretty much one big blur? The argument that the government puts forth is we have to protect the children. So do you have a way of keeping your children from watching what's on cable? Do you teach your children Do they respect you enough to do what you've asked when you're not there, or do you have to keep a rein on them? The number of homes that rely on broadcast, smaller and smaller and smaller. Isn't there a new box you can get 56 or 58 channels when everything went to HD a year or so ago? Didn't something happen that allowed people to have access to like 56 stations, I think?
Only. You mean just to cut it down to 56 stations?
I don't remember what it was. I know it was 50-some-odd, so that's what I thought it was.
I know that most services have just a basic service.
Yeah.
That might be what it is.
My opinion when it comes to this, because there is no standard of decency or indecency, and the whole business about what's obscene, what my obscenity is may not be your obscenity. I think some of the violence on television is obscene, much more so than listening to somebody pronounce a word that begins with S and ends with T. I don't find that offensive at all. But that's me. You may not agree. You may find that violence is A-OK with you, and you don't want to hear somebody say S-H-I-T on
the... Which is kind of amazing, huh? It's OK to watch people, you know,
get their heads lopped off. Watch Conan the Barbarian chop off James Earl Jones's head and throw it down a set of stairs. The grossest scene I've ever seen in my life. I had nightmares for weeks after I saw that. But yet, you can't say F on the air.
It's just amazing, right?
I mean, I don't think either one of them are appropriate, frankly. I don't think F on the air is appropriate. I don't think cutting somebody's head off and rolling it down it bothers me. So anyway, my advice is that the justices in the Supreme Court strike down the current FCC indecency, whatever it is. The rules as they were written are so vague, they leave people like me and other broadcasters wondering all the time and worrying about whether or not we're going to say something that will be subject to some kind of scrutiny and a fine. So it has changed broadcasting, both radio and television, and made it less beneficial to you because it's not as open as it ought to be. So that's